You'd call that a
cow lot. Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
Yeah, cow pen, yeah.
What's the difference between a cow
pen? Well, a cow pen, you knew, was one where you pen cattle, you know, to mark them or brand them or something. And a milk lot was where you had a dairy cow around the house.
Mm-hmm. And what about chickens? Where would they be kept?
In chicken house and chicken pens.
Mm-hmm. What about a little bit? Thing made out of lumber for
them? No, in the chicken house.
Or something smaller with the pointed
roof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know what you'd call it. A lot of them used to have them. Chicken cubs. And
uh-huh.
That's all.
Well, when would you put chickens in the coop?
Well, at night they'd usually go in the coop at night. And when they were setting or when they had little bitties or something.
And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a
setting hen.
Uh-huh. If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in the nest to fool her?
Well, golf balls, shiny eggs,
uh-huh.
Anything that resembled an egg.
Did it work very well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the most, I mean, it, you know, it didn't. A lot of times it wouldn't fool chicken into laying, but it would be usually always everybody leave up. Egg in there, you know, where they keep laying, because they go back and something's gone with the egg where they don't usually lay there anymore.
Yeah.
But that was the purpose of them chiny eggs and golf balls and things, just for something to be in there. And if you left a good egg in there, a rat or a snake come along, well, he'd get the egg and then she wouldn't have nothing. So mm-hmm. Usually left a golf ball or chiny egg or something in there that a snake wouldn't mess with.
And when you're eating chicken, you know, there's a bone like this?
Pulley bone.
Okay. Any stories about that?
Yeah, they claim that if two people pull on the bone, whichever one of them, whichever side of it breaks off, mm-hmm. that the other one's the luckiest.
Mm-hmm.
And all the luck goes to the other one.
Which side do you
want to
have?
Not the side that the side has got the shortest, not the side that's got the shortest bone, the side's got the longest bone on it.
Uh-huh. And if you were, say if you raised a lot of corn, you say this year we raised a big
crop.
Uh-huh. And the corn would be planted out in a
field.
What about something smaller than a field?
A big garden.
Mm-hmm. What about sweet potatoes? You plant them in a...
In rows, beds.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a patch or
yeah,
a lot?
Patch, yeah.
What's a patch?
Well, the sweet potato patches where you got a good deal of sweet potatoes. And
mm-hmm.
More than just two or three little short rows or something that you'd have in a garden.
Mm-hmm. Is it as big as a field?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of times you plant a whole field in sweet potatoes.
Say if you wanted to get the ground ready for planting. You break it up with a
plow, turn plow.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of plows did people used to use?
Well, they had turn plows and back then they called them Georgia stocks. They put scooters on and gave them a disc.
Mm-hmm. What about something with teeth in it?
Hair.
Uh-huh. Were there different kinds of
hairs? Oh, yeah. There was a cultivator, and then there's a spike tooth hair. The cultivator had little feet on it, and the hair had spikes sticking down in it. And there was two types of hairs. It was one of them that you could cultivate with, and the other one, the way it was just to drag the grass to the top.
Mm-hmm. It would just...
Drag the grass up to the top, hang, you know, tear it up.